Ross, there's a lot of folks, and I know I've had some friends who says, hey, you ought to rent out your house for Super Bowl, or there's a lot of folks who are talking about that. You look at apartment buildings, and there are notices up on the doors of the elevators that say, be aware that if you do this, you're violating sublease provisions mm-hmm. in your lease and all these kinds of things. So there's a lot of attention to this. What can you tell people about some of the potential legal pitfalls of doing this?
Well, I think it's important for homeowners who may be offering their home for short-term rental, whether it's during the Super Bowl or another time, to be aware of the limitations on their homeowner's insurance in terms of covering any property damage or injuries that may happen to paying guests in your home. Most homeowners insurance policies will not cover property damage or injuries if you are renting out your home. And so it's very important for people to be aware of the risks of doing that and make a wise decision.
And the final decision obviously would be in the policy. So if a person had questions, I assume they would want to check with their insurance agent on
People should really check with their insurance agent or their insurance company about the details of their homeowner's policy to see what's covered, what's not, if they engage in a short-term rental of the property, and to be aware of what the risks may be and if they need to get additional coverage in order to protect themselves and their property and their financial interests when they do rent their home or their condo or their apartment for a short period of time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, in addition to the insurance consideration, people should also, check with their, if they live in a condo or townhouse development, they should check with their homeowners association. Also, some local communities do have ordinances about short-term rentals where you do have to get a license or there may be other restrictions that the local community has. So it's important just to protect yourself, protect your home, protect your financial interests to be aware of what those regulations might be.
Ross, I want to just pull it back to some of the insurance aspects of this, because homeowners insurance policies often do have provisions where if someone is injured on the property, there is potential coverage for that. But you're saying it's different if it's being rented out to someone.
That's right. A typical homeowner's insurance policy will cover, damage to the property, damage to the possessions within the structure, and also liability, for injuries that may happen on the property.
If you have somebody, somebody coming over to visit you and they slip on the ice or something like that.
Or it's the mail carrier who slips on your front steps or whatever. But most insurance companies take the position that if you are renting out your home, even for a short period of time, that you are basically operating a business out of your home. That's that is not covered by your homeowner's insurance policy. And so if there is property damage or injury during the course of that business of the short-term rental, for most homeowner's insurance policies, those things would not be covered.
That has serious implications.
You would have to get some kind of additional coverage to protect yourself and your financial interests when you're operating a business out of your home, and that includes a short-term rental.
Yeah, and we can't minimize the seriousness of that, because it's bad enough if you have somebody getting overly enthusiastic during Super Bowl or whatever, and they trash the place, or put a hole in a door if their team or whatever happens, Okay, but if someone were to get injured, that potentially would have a tremendous amount of liability for the homeowner.
Right. Accidents can happen anytime, anywhere, and to anyone. But if the accident happens in your home when you've rented it out to a person, generally your homeowner's policy is not going to protect you, and any bills, any liability is going to be on you.